Blake and Eva show, and Todd's here from News Center Maine. I told you guys yesterday I was kind of nervous about that school assembly I had to speak at.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
they wanted me to cut. This was at Wayne Fleet, and it was for all the 9 through 12th graders.
Yeah, so what is that, like 500 or?
No.
Smaller.
Okay. 500? Okay. No.
Okay,
No, so they pack them into the auditorium, and they wanted me to talk about coming out because it was this, you know, sort of thing coordinated with their GSA or GSTA, which is a gay, straight, trans alliance group, which are very, very common at schools now, which is great. And it was to talk about coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I was all nervous, remember, about like, not about speaking in front of them because we do that kind of stuff a lot, but it was about going for 30 minutes.
Right, and like, holding their attention.
They wanted me to talk for 30 minutes, and I thought, oh God, how many of them are going to be, you know, sitting there scrolling down, looking at Snapchat, and, you know, how long is it going to take? And they were awesome.
Aww.
And they were awesome. And I talked long enough that they said, yeah, Blake, we're out of time. And I had
oh, you got the wrap-up?
Yep. Got the hook.
Well, no,
kind of exaggerating. But they, it was there was time for like two questions. I was thinking I'll talk for a little bit, and then we'll hopefully they'll be very inquisitive. But, you know, kids, they're shy. They don't want to ask questions, you know. So I thought, well, I better keep yakking. But so I told them the whole story of coming out and, you know, and to my family and coming out on the radio and how I always have to say that I'm gay on the radio because if I make like a gay stereotype joke and people don't know I'm gay, like a new listener, we'll actually get hate mail calling me homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
and then when you tell someone, well, he's gay, they'll be like, oh,
yeah.
And like they feel bad, but it's kind of like, well,
right.
You just need to listen.
So, but it went very well. It was cool. And I told a story. Have I ever told you guys when I was trying to come out to my parents, but I didn't really, I just couldn't. I was having a hard time bringing it up, so I tried to like use other things to like prompt the conversation.
Mm.
Did I tell you about this?
I don't think so.
I gave them Brokeback Mountain for Christmas one year.
Oh my gosh!
On DVD.
So you were giving like subtle hints.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Were they picking
them
pick up or what?
Yeah, did they pick up on them?
And no, because my mom, because they were so, you know, my dad, who's since passed away, but he was in theater and stuff. So he's very tolerant. And then even though he was like a construction worker, like kind of blue collar, you know, hockey coach kind of guy, but still he had, you know, he knew gay people. So it wasn't like totally foreign. And then my mom is like super artsy and very progressive.
Right.
So I gave them Brokeback Mountain because I was trying to prompt the conversation like.
Oh.
Yeah. So they open it and they're like, oh, okay. And then my mom, of course, is like, well, they play this at the Art Cinema downtown. I've heard it's really great. Thank you. And I was like, like, it was supposed to be like a, why would you give us this?
Right.
Right.
Oh, is there something you're trying to tell us? No, it was, oh, we've heard Jake Gyllenhaal is great in that.
Right.
Great.
Like, plan B. What's
right.
plan B?
So another year went by. You know?
Yeah, right.
And seriously, that was what happened.
Really?
So I was telling the story.
Oh
yeah.
Right,
and then,
right.
But then I had a moment where I was like, I thought about including that in my little speech to the high schoolers about coming out. And I kept giving them Brokeback Mountain. And then as soon as I was saying it, I thought, oh my God, do they even know what Brokeback Mountain was? Because they were like 7.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know?
That's a good point.
See?
And I thought, oh my God, not only am I going to not get their attention, which was my fear, but I'm going to feel old in front of all these little kids. No, but it was sweet. They were really good. And I tell you what, they have a good school over there.
Oh,
I know it's not cheap.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, only certain kids can afford to go there. But it's a good school. And it's weird. It's like Hogwarts because it's in all these old buildings all through the West End. And it's you know, some of them used to be homes. One of them used to be a retirement home for ladies like back in the old days.
Right.
So there are all these old buildings that are now schools, but it's like Hogwarts, you know, because you have this campus here and then there's
the
burn
house. Oh, so it's not all in one property.
It's all, I mean, some of it is, but it's all different
it's like
buildings.
Like a
it's not one building.
Thing.
Yeah, it's
like
a campus.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Very cool. I've never been.
And you know what? This is kind of a sad thing to mention, but the new thing, because I've been there before. The new thing is every kid has a key card and all the staff does because the doors need a lock.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, that was kind of like a wake up call.
Just like a safety thing.
Yeah. You know, that's
actually, that was the anniversary yesterday too, right?
Of Parkland.
Parkland. Yeah.
I know. So it was kind of weird seeing that on the 1 year anniversary of that, you know, school shooting. But, you know, that's, I don't know, that's the world we live in.
And it is what it is now, yeah.
Yeah, and of course all the kids have it. So it looks like you're going to work at a hospital because they got their little ID tags.
All these key cards.
Yeah. But they were great and they actually asked questions and stuff. I was like, wow, this is good.
Did any of them come up to you after and like say, I'm gay or I'm out or I'm not out? Or
actually, there was one really sweet moment, yes, where someone came up to me and said, oh, yeah, and, you know, that means a lot. And by the way, I'm bi. And then her friend was standing there, and she said, you are? Oh, I didn't even know that. She goes, yeah, I don't talk about it that much. But it was like I witnessed like a coming out.
Yeah.
Right. It was cool. But, yeah, the kids, I tell you what, the future is in good hands.
Yay.
The future is in good hands.
It's good when you can be reminded of that.
And by the way, kids, you can. It's on Netflix, I think, Brokeback Mountain with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Okay, Todd, how about the News Center main forecast over the gay cowboy music?
Okay, this is...
All right, make it sound like it goes.
Okay, here we go. Well, in a couple of minutes, some showers of both rain and snow are going to start working in.
Ooh, just, you got to get under the tent if you're up there on the mountain doing it then.
That's yes. Under the tent. What? What just said? What just happened? I can't do this anymore. What just happened?
Sorry. Let me see if I have something that's more Todd's speech.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Do we have any Josh Groban we can play for Todd?
Oh, yeah. There we go. That's a little better.
Oh,
no.
Sweet love of mine.
Oh my gosh. It was brutal.
That was earlier when I got Todd to sing Guns N' Roses as Josh Groban.
We need a loop of that, Blake. Come on.
No, we
Let's
do
send it
not,
to Rachel.
Eva.
I want to woo you, Rachel.
Yeah, she's been snoozing.
This sounds like the sounds that were coming from the tent on the mountain.
Oh, oh sweet love of my eyes.
Oh, my God. All right, what do you got, Todd?
All right, yeah, some rain and snow showers will be moving in over the next few hours. There'll be some slippery spots inland and some snow, about 1 to 3 inches for the mountains. But it moves out this evening, and it turns warmer, too, later on. We'll have high temperatures above 40. Over the weekend, nothing but sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. Highs in the upper 30s tomorrow, mid-30s on
you
Sunday.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains.
We have tickets to see him next week.
You raise
me and Todd are already making plans to go.
We're going. It's a date.
The Blake and Eva Show.